Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and as per usual, we're going to start this show off on the same note we start every show off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, so the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Okay, and we're back. It's my favorite type of episode, a complete stranger that I don't know. So as you guys know at home, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So on that note, can you please tell everybody who you are and what you're about?
Well, good morning. I am Colleen Schaffner. I am a teacher of some 15 years at our local downtown school.
Okay.
In the heart of downtown, lovely, beautiful Fort McMurray Composite High School.
Nice.
And I have been there for a very long time, applying my trade. I'm an English teacher. I have coordinated very successful international trips that your illustrious companion there with a headset can attest to.
Yeah.
And this year, I find myself running the Haunted House for Composite High School for the drama program, which brings me here.
That's in a few days.
It is Thursday, the 28th.
Okay, so tell me about this haunted house. What's it all about?
The haunted house comprises a series of tableaus or scary scenes. So the drama course that I teach is a mixed class of 10s, grade 10 and grade 11.
Okay.
And they planned out seven scary kind of scenes, which is ambitious.
Okay.
We were going to do stuff as various as the Squid Game, but we, you know, weigh in balance to the needs of the younger students versus the older students.
Right.
You know, what they can take and what would be appropriate. And we think we've got super scary scenes this year.
Okay, sweet. So if you want to attend this, because I know things are always up in the air, and like, how does it work this year?
Well, this year we are still on you need special permission to come to the school.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to do is just get the awareness that we're out there. We've been doing it for years.
Right.
Mr. McDonald ran it last year, very successful one. I've done it in the past.
Okay.
And that it's something that the kids really, really love, and we have a beautiful facility.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been to the King Street Theater.
I have. Is that maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe.
So the King Street Theater is a separate entity attached to the school.
Okay.
And we have a recording studio beside it.
Yes. I have been to the recording studio. Right. I've been in there in the radio station.
Right.
Yes, 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 yes.
So we have, I don't know if you're aware, but the most beautiful shops. Mm-hmm. They've all been redone. Our construction shops are de rigueur.
Yeah.
They're absolutely, my old student would say, they're on point.
Okay.
So the kids have wonderful facilities to learn. And the drama theater, the King Street Theater, is just fantastic. It's huge.
Right.
And it's it lends itself to being very, very scary when you try.
That's awesome. So now this fundraiser, what's the money going for?
Well, it's not exactly per se a fundraiser.
Okay.
Because this brings you to one of my students that's here waiting in the wings.
Yep.
Hannah McDonald could tell you all about, and Marion Adid, student council involvement. So what really we're doing is a big, massive, friendly collaboration between teachers in the school, students in the school, and student council, which is really sweet.
Okay.
So it means if I need a coffin, I will tap Mr. Rose, and his students will build that for us.
Oh, neat.
So it ends up being like a whole bunch of people getting together for a potluck entertainment extravaganza.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That's good.
It is.
So you've been at Comp for 15 years. That's the only school you've ever taught in Fort McMurray?
It's amazing, yeah.
Okay.
They haven't seen fit to find suitable other things for me to do as of yet.
That's all right. You just excel at what you do.
The new Montgomery.
There you go.
Yeah, I could be the next Montgomery, but As we've been talking about travel, like I always love to travel, and there are lots of opportunities that I get.
That's right.
But my husband is the reason that we're here, and I've kind of put my other career on the back burner. So I was a writer.
Okay.
I was an actress. I ran another theater and performed some stuff in Dublin. So I might just go back to that adventure, maybe take it to the Emirates or somewhere. Who knows?
Nice. So. Got plans. Are you from Ireland or you just lived there for a while?
I am from Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Okay.
But I had a wonderful professor, Cyril Byrne.
Okay.
He runs the Anglo-Irish department in St. Mary's University.
Okay.
And he got me to fall in love with Irish theater and Yeats and Beckett and Joyce and all the great writers.
Right.
So I went there
at
his behest and met another great Irishman who was... a senator and a writer, and he became my mentor, Augustine Martin. And from there, traveled a little bit, lived there for about 5 years, got a couple degrees, and came home.
Nice. What was it like over there? I visited. I've never lived.
It is a walking city. So this is a beautiful city. Yeah. I love Fort Mac. It's a gorgeous city, but it's very hard to walk in minus 40.
Yeah.
It's like to build a fire and Jack London. You gotta build a fire, man. It's just too cold.
Yeah.
But over there, they have a more vibrant street culture every day of the year. They have the whole street, a whole street dominated by, you know, the Gaiety, the Gate, all the theaters over there. It's a vibrant theatrical kind of milieu.
Yeah.
And you can see they take their craft seriously, you know. Mm-hmm. They're not Hollywood kind of people. They live in the city. They perform in the city. And it's gorgeous. It's just gorgeous.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to get back after moving away?
I have, like everybody else, the fam thing. So I did the children and you know how life gets in the way.
Yeah.
So it's almost time to go back.
Okay, nice. It's a beautiful country. I've been there before with my wife and her family. I loved it over there. They're from County Offaly and Kerry.
Yes, County Kerry.
Yeah, and so that's
and
where I
spent. And there's the Ring of Kerry.
The Ring of Kerry, that's correct. Yeah, so Offaly, Kerry, and Dublin is where I spent the majority of my month that I was there.
Yeah.
And yeah, Temple Bar and going to the Guinness Factory and everything. It was good.
Yeah.
If I ever go back, though, I want to do the whiskey trails where you can just walk, go to the different distilleries. It takes like a few days, but I can't think of a better way to spend time than walking in nature and drinking whiskey.
They
and
have
scotch.
Some fine, what do they call it over there? A drop of the pure.
Yeah, yeah.
It is the pure, to be sure.
So traveling, acting, then Fort McMurray. So your husband got you to come out here? Explain that component of the story.
Well, I can hear Tanner laughing. He had always been threatening to come out, and I'd been teaching in Nova Scotia.
Okay.
And Nova Scotia is beautiful. You can
Hannah.
It's
yeah.
White sand beaches and gorgeous falls, lovely summers.
Yeah.
And not too cold winters. They're cold, but they're not too cold.
Yeah.
So he came home one day and he said, I'm going to Fort McMurray. And I said, well, I'm not.
Yeah.
And he said, yes, we are. And I said, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
And I'm here.
Yeah. He's a better salesman than you.
Yes. Yeah. Much better.
He won that one.
he was.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
He's got some good sales skills now.
Because once you, you have a teaching job in the East Coast, those aren't hard. Or those are challenging and hard to come by.
Yeah. They're hard to come by. Yes.
Yeah.
That was my principal argument. You know how you stay away from the emotional arguments and you stick to your objective facts. And that was my big argument in favor of remaining there.
Yeah.
And he said, well, then fine, I'll turn down the position and I won't go. So I didn't want him to do that.
That's right. And it was easy for you to transition into a career because they're always looking for good educators, especially high school level here in Fort McMurray, especially back in the day, 15 years ago.
Yeah. My mentor, I've had a few principals at Composite. There was my hiring principal was Tony Zeglin.
Okay.
Wonderful man, appreciated the arts. Mm-hmm. He's retired now in Spruce Grove, but He used to say, "You have the finest education in town," and I used to think he was joking with me.
Yeah.
Well, I have an okay education, but I wouldn't say the finest by any means. But one thing I will say about Composite, if I could redirect us to Composite, 100%. Is that it's a wonderful school to work at.
Yeah.
I have totally enjoyed not teaching at home and coming here because I've learned so much. The professional development has given me poise. You know, when you study, you get the fact base. But how to implement that, I've gotten immense strategies and support from our division, and it's made me better at my craft, as it were, than I would have ever been back at home.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's great to hear. Big plug for the Composite High School and the public school district.
Yeah. All I'm saying, nobody plugs Merck like this.
And another little known fact is that we're the little school with the big heart. Thank you, Tanner, for keeping us hopping. Yeah. But we all collaborate, and we're all like a family. You know how in a family you have the uncle who's embarrassing, you have the aunt who does this, and the cousins that act out. But we all come together and support each other in our various endeavors. And just a plug for Mr. Rose's construction program and student council of Mr. Dahl, Sheldon Dahl.
Yeah.
Phenomenal teacher in the system and a colleague of mine for years, and all the other great teachers like Janet Forshner who walk the halls and grace us every day with their gifts.
There you go. Awesome. Well, we're at the part of the show, which is Tanner's segment. It's called the Mac City Minute. He's going to ask you some questions. I don't know what he's going to ask, so I wish you nothing but the best of luck. Tanner, hit her with the Mac City Minute.
Quick note before my Mac City Minute, I would personally like to thank Ms. Schaffner for who she is and what she does, because I wouldn't be who I am and I wouldn't be doing what I do without her. Oh, so thank you very much, Ms. Schaffner.
Very kind.
I very much appreciate you and all you do.
Thank you.
Anyways, question number one.
I'm humbled.
What is one thing you've learned about teaching from your time studying abroad in Dublin and Chicago?
Well, I didn't study in Chicago. I lived in Boston for a while, but
Boston.
I found that culture is very unique and very distinct. And one thing people never talk about is culture shock. And without trying to segue your point around to the haunted house, this is why I think like people like Hannah and Marion and Patricia, they all come from diverse places in the world. Mm-hmm. They all have vibrant and different cultural backgrounds. Mm-hmm. But we're coming together. We come together for different holidays, and the Halloween being one of them. Some of the kids, it'll be their first Halloween.
Yeah.
But
very cool.
The culture shock when people come here is somewhat alleviated if you can share like a tradition like Halloween with the diverse people that we have at our school and make it memorable and make it fun. And that's what we're trying to do.
Cool.
Question number two. What is it about Composite High that keeps you wanting to teach there?
The kids. Tanner knows this. It's students like Tanner that are the little known, underrated success stories that Composite has that drives our school. I remember going to the teacher convention in Edmonton and learning that people in China do not like the high statistics that they have for students in math. They would prefer to have statistics of people like Steve Jobs, people who know how to scrabble. They know how to work hard for what they like. Mm-hmm. They don't particularly like to satisfy you and be politically correct. They are legitimate survivors, learners, and they become the future entrepreneurs. The future runners of things like Virgin Airlines.
Yeah.
You know, those are the people that we want to educate, and those are the people of Composite High School. We have high achievers, we have middle achievers, but then we have the achiever that doesn't get much press.
That's right.
And that is the self-motivated, self-driven entrepreneur who's doing it sheerly for the love of it. and doing a hell of a job, yeah. I might add.
That's right. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Love it.
Question number three. What is the best dish you've tried in one of the many countries you've been to?
Oh, my. Well, in Ireland, I have had the pleasure of having a what they call salad sandwich.
Okay.
And what this is, you can get bangers and mash for very cheap as a student, but the salad sandwich consists of coleslaw, two pieces of bread and butter.
Yeah.
It's very squishy, and you can't eat it after a time. They have to make it fresh. And I've got to say, I did quite enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Okay, there you go.
Question number four. What is one story from your early teaching career that helps you through your entire teaching career?
I think it would be, I was hired because a teacher had just walked away from her job. So I was able to fill in long term.
Right.
And then she was supposed to come back at Christmas time and didn't.
Yeah.
But the class was extraordinarily challenging. I believe two of the class had stolen a school bus and driven it up and down Franklin Avenue. Now, this was
right.
a grade 9 class, and yeah. people were terrified.
Yeah.
And one student in particular, people were terrified of because he could make the worst stink bombs.
Yeah.
And he could make your life miserable.
Right.
But one thing that I learned, Tanner, is that you have to find the skill the person has.
That's right.
And develop that. So yeah. this particular individual, the bomb maker, shall we say, had a great tech background, and he was able to assist me, and I would always call on him.
Yeah.
And I found that trusting your students
yeah.
is the best skill you can have as a teacher in a difficult situation.
There you go.
And your final question, what is your favorite part of doing things like the haunted house with the students that you teach?
Well, I think it's the same as anything else. I just love it when I see students engaged and enjoying something, and it's pure, unadulterated fun for them, and it's fun in school.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fun.
And those have been your five questions.
Thanks, Tanner. Go.
Yeah, school is a good place. I always enjoyed going to school. Studying maybe not so much, but like the interaction and the cool things like that teachers put on as far as like haunted house or travel club or basketball, the extracurriculars are phenomenal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it helps with student engagement.
That's right.
Especially during this time
yeah.
on the planet when things are not very stable.
Yeah.
I know that our principal and vice principal over the years, they've always said that our school is the stable home mm-hmm. and it's always there for the kids.
Yeah, and it's beautiful, the facelift that you guys have had on the outside and interior of the school over the last few years.
If you come down, I'll give you the full tour because
yeah,
it's even better.
Yeah.
Our facilities that Lee Rovat commandeers, the kitchen,
yeah.
the resources in the kitchen. Like one of the unknown perks of my job
yeah.
is getting like chocolate mousse from Cody Frederick, yeah. Just Cause,
yeah.
or free cookies that are hot out of the oven. And
yeah.
So my various go-to people keep me very well. In fact, I'll have to go on a diet if it keeps up. But our facilities are stunning.
Yeah, well, definitely. Before we leave, we'll set up an arrangement. I grew up going to the Catholic school system.
We all make mistakes.
Yeah, and I've spent a lot of time in those different those schools, but I haven't spent a lot of time in public, other from playing sports. So I have had the pleasure of checking out like your music facility and your the theater and the radio station, but the rest of the school I haven't had a chance to walk through. So I will 100% take you up on that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're at the part of the show where you get a shameless shout out or plug. So the camera's on you. The mic's on you. Have fun.
Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. One of the softest, easiest interviews I've had over the years.
There you go.
And my plug, of course, is always Go Composite High School. We're the big high school with the big heart and the best students. That's why I keep coming back. And we actually care about our kids and care about where they go in the future. And it's driven by the heart, and I hope my students here tell you something about themselves, because they are three beautiful women, strong women, and I feel very privileged to know them and that they wanted to come and support their school here today, which is something.
Yeah,
when they'll give up their lunch hour and God knows what else to come here.
Very cool.
For Schaffner and Comp.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming. Anytime you want to come back again, listen, that chair is always open to you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.